Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we've been brought into your presence to know you, to talk to you, to hear from you, to be thankful, and then to be joyful, having vision and provision and motivation coming from you. Bless today and bless this word today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 148 from verse 1 to 4 from the TPT translation. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Let the skies be filled with praise, and the highest heavens with the shouts of glory. Go ahead, praise Him, all you His messengers. Praise Him some more, all you heavenly hosts. Keep it up, sun and moon. Don't stop now, all you twinkling stars of light. Take it up even higher, up to the highest heavens, with a cosmic chorus thunders his praise.
Hallelujah. Isn't it beautiful? We can just see the creation praises the Lord, all creation. And how do they praise God? It says so beautifully in Psalm 145, verse 10. He says, everything you have made praises you. Why? Because it's fulfilling its purpose. So we can just see here the angels have got purpose, and that's praising God. The moon, the stars, everything. And here it also speaks about the angels and then the hosts of heaven. That's the children of God. That's us. We are raised and seated with Him in heavenly places. And when we praise God, is we praise Him as we're fulfilling our purpose. We have given, we've lost our lives, and we now find life in Jesus, co-heirs with Jesus, and now we look to Jesus and we flow with Him on a daily basis, and so we're fulfilling our purpose. And so nicely also just portrays here, and like it says, and you, the stars, praise Him. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, that we shine like stars forever and ever when we lead people to righteousness. So there we can see how we as children of God shine and fulfill our purpose. And we can't lead people to righteousness if we haven't found righteousness. We haven't died to self, died to the past, and haven't risen and woken up to the love and the goodness of Christ. Then we couldn't be that person. We couldn't be someone that praises the Lord. But it's in Jesus we find it. I love Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5. In the chapter, it speaks about this is the will of God. So this is the will of God is everything we want and everything we need. And then it just talks about three words. But these words are powerful because these words carry everything that is necessary to fulfill the will of God. And what are these words? It says prayer, it says thanks, and it says joy. Why? Because you see, prayer is talking to God. Prayer is reasoning with God. Prayer is bringing God into the picture at all times. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and then He makes your path straight. And when you do, you're talking and you're reasoning and you're knowing He is the head, you are the body, He is the vine, we are the branches. And the power doesn't come with what I believe. The power comes and the goodness and the peace and the joy comes when I believe together with my Lord and my Savior, I'm following Him. And then what comes from that? Thankfulness. We overjoyed. We thankful. We blessed. We are in tune, and then comes joy. And what is joy to do with? Joy is to do with vision. Joy is to do with knowing what has been made available and flowing together with God and then experiencing the vision. Just like Jesus, for the joy set before Him, He endured. And so those three words sums up the reality of a child living in the presence of God and flowing with God. And then it goes on here in Psalm 145. This is prophetic long before Jesus came and made the picture clear of what God desires for mankind. And then his disciples came and confirmed that picture. And they are all now part of the kingdom. And we built on that foundation. We are also part of that kingdom. Here we got a prophetic word going on here from Psalm 145. It speaks about us the believers, us the godly ones, us the called out ones. And they will tell the world of the lavishing splendor of your kingdom and preach about your limitless power. So that's where we're talking from the throne room, from hearing, from receiving, from prayer, and then from thanksgiving and from the joy that we get in being in tune with the Lord. But more than that, they will demonstrate for all to see your miracles of might and reveal the glorious majesty of your kingdom. You are the Lord who reigns over your never-ending kingdom through all ages of time and eternity. You are faithful to fulfill every promise you've made, and you manifest yourself as kindness in all you do. Hallelujah. So guys, we can see we call to walk in fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we call to do the works that has been predestined for us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.